Napa Know How.
Chase Elliott here letting you know that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you get a free Chase Elliott racing hat. Need a set of brakes? How about a new battery? Both are hat worthy. Replacing an air filter, then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? That works too. Go get your free Chase Elliott hat today. Quality parts, helpful people, free hats. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/19.
7:35, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh from our sister station.
The one and only.
There she is from 94.9 FM, home of her, home of Lee Elsie out there in the shoreline. Laurie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Listen, I want to make sure before we get started here, whatever you want to talk about, did you give your contribution yesterday to Bernie Sanders? I just want to call in and check. Did you send your check in? No?
I feel badly for Bernie. I just feel like he's going to be the old man sitting in the corner while all his competitors are coming to the party, you know?
Laurie, I love you. What a great statement that is.
Brad's not a big Bernie Sanders fan.
Right, you're right on the money.
I don't see – my neighbors across the street still have a Bernie Sanders sign on their lawn.
Really? Really? from 2 years ago? Really?
Oh yeah, they just love him. They love him. And they're great people. They're great. They're really nice young people.
Yeah.
Very young. Very young, very
idealistic.
Naive, I should say.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this week?
Well, we have a bill.
Yeah.
So many bills up in Hartford.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Totally insane this year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wild. But there's one bill in the House right now that was introduced by what is her name here? Christine Palm, and
okay.
She's from District 36,
yep.
Haddam, that area, I
mm-hmm.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she introduced a bill that climate change education
is
mandatory in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to go anywhere because I think there's enough climate change skeptics in politics, even in our blue state of Connecticut, who will say, you know, this can be covered in our regular science classes. We don't need to pass a law,
mm-hmm.
another law, about what has to be taught or can be taught or not taught.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that they find restraint in saying, you know, these are conversations best left between the teachers and students and the curriculum of the town, the city, or wherever, and they cover these subject matters in a very objective manner.
Yeah.
But they don't do that anymore. Now it's all we must be taught what they believe. There can be no doubt, and there is doubt with this.
Well, yeah, there is. It's
a lot of doubt.
Yeah, and you know, especially, and you know what. You have, among the climate change doubters, you know, people say, oh, they're all right-wing wackos. No, they're not. There are some very prominent scientists who are not being funded by the oil companies or the coal companies, who are self-described liberals who don't like a lot of this science, the way it's being presented on climate change.
If we're not so tied into the United Nations mm-hmm. New World Order of global governance and controlling every drop of water, every inch of land on the planet, I wouldn't be as pessimistic as I am. But this is all about money control, land control. It has very little to do with the environment. And I'm an environmentalist. I don't believe in plastics. I think we should be recycling them or controlling them in some regard, but all these laws that are being passed to control our lives are stripping our liberties inch by inch by inch, and it just has to stop. Connecticut's leading the way, though.
Well, we'll see, Laurie, and we'll keep an eye this afternoon. What do you, other than that, final question, what do you expect out of the governor's budget address today? I know you'll be watching that with a big bowl of popcorn. Big popcorn or your favorite beverage?
I think Connecticut is just an absolute mess, and if the unions do not have enough consideration for their fellow neighbors and shop owners and, you know, all the people that are suffering, and these unions will not budge an inch, and they have to. These concessions are not, the unions have to make concessions. That's the only way it's going to change. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's something that we should have started years ago.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
And we should have still be at it. But this is, it's just incredible how they have really got the rope around our neck.
Well, it's going to be a lot worse. They're going to spend a lot of money on these, producing these tolls. It's going to cost, you know, people are going to keep leaving the state. It's going to cost us in population. Our housing values are still down at, you know, the bubble burst, you know, bottom. We're still down in 2008 values in Connecticut. We've never had a recovery in the state, and it's going to get a lot worse in terms of all of these different programs with climate change, the cost of electricity. I'm telling you guys, I know I've mentioned this several times, it's going to double. It is going to double. And people
You're right about that, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, well, I hope not. I hope some good things happen.
Smile,
maybe
Lori.
It's so bad that we get a new governor.
Yeah, wishful thinking. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh from our sister station, 94.9 FM. Lori, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great day,
thanks.
Man, Paul.
Appreciate it, Lori. Thank you.